Hi, everyone, and welcome to the American Constitutionalist. I'm Jeff Tokar, your host. The American Constitutionalist's main purpose is to defend and champion a return to the original intent and meaning of the United States Constitution, which at this very moment is under attack. Here at TAC, we're not afraid to mix politics and religion because we believe they're inseparable. America was built as a Judeo-Christian nation, and history proves it. On this podcast, I have a big question I want to ask you. Will the Trump-Pence administration go down as one of the greatest in history? Will it be average or end up becoming the biggest losers in this millennia? First, I want to read to you the bullet points from President Trump's farewell address on Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. I want you to analyze his statements in that speech and think about where we are at present in America with the new administration and where we may be headed now in direction related to his statements. This is directly from his speech where he declared, "We built the greatest political movement in the history of our country. We also built the greatest economy in the world. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. With support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We passed the largest package of tax cuts and reforms in American history. We slashed more job-killing regulations than any administration had done before. We fixed our broken trade deal. We withdrew from the horrible Trans-Pacific Partnership and the impossible Paris Climate Accord. Renegotiated the one-sided South Korea deal. Replaced NAFTA with the groundbreaking USMCA. That's Mexico and Canada. We imposed historic and monumental tariffs on China, made a great new deal with China. We also unblocked our energy resources and became the world's number one producer of oil and natural gas by far. We reignited America's job creation and achieved record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, and almost everyone. Income soared, wages boomed, the American dream was restored, and millions were lifted from poverty in just a few short years. The stock market set one record after another, with 148 stock market highs during this short period of time. Boosted retirements and pensions of hardworking citizens all across our nation. 401ks are at a level they've never been at before. We rebuilt the American manufacturing base, opened up thousands of new factories, and brought back the beautiful phrase, made in the USA. We doubled the child tax credit and signed the largest ever expansion of funding for child care and development. We joined the private sector to secure commitments to train more than 16 million American workers for the jobs of tomorrow. When our nation was hit with the terrible pandemic, we produced not only one, but two vaccines with record-breaking speed, and more will quickly follow. They said it couldn't be done, but we did it. When the virus took its brutal toll on the world's economy, we launched the fastest economic recovery our country has ever seen. We passed nearly $4 trillion in economic relief. We created choice and transparency in healthcare, stood up to Big Pharma in so many ways, but especially in our effort to get favored nations clause added, which will give us the lowest prescription drug prices anywhere in the world. We passed VA choice, VA accountability, right to try, and landmark criminal justice reform. We confirmed three new justices of the United States Supreme Court. We appointed nearly 300 federal judges to interpret our Constitution as written. For years, the American people pleaded with Washington to finally secure the nation's borders. I am pleased to say we answered that plea and achieved the most secure border in U.S. history, along with more than 450 miles of powerful new wall. The world respects us again. We reclaimed our sovereignty by standing up for America at the United Nations and withdrawing from one-sided global deals that never served our interests. And NATO countries are now paying hundreds of billions of dollars more than when I arrived just a few years ago. And perhaps most importantly of all, with nearly $3 trillion, we fully rebuilt American military, all made in the USA. We launched the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces in 75 years, the Space Force. We revitalized our allies and rallied the nations of the world to stand up to China like never before. We obliterated the ISIS caliphate and ended the wretched life of its founder and leader, al-Baghdadi. We recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. As a result of our bold diplomacy and principled realism, we achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. I'm especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars. Above all, we have reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people. At the center of this heritage is also a robust belief in free expression, free speech, and open debate. Only if we forget who we are and how we got here could we ever allow political censorship and blacklisting to take place in America. It's not even thinkable. Shutting down free and open debate violates our core values and most enduring traditions. These were President Trump's claim to fame for his 4 years serving as President of the United States of America. Now, before I move forward, I want you to know I fully supported President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. I also believe they did achieve greatness during their 4 years in office. However, I question whether those 4 years of success will be followed by possible irreparable destruction of the United States and our Constitution because they failed to make one of the greatest individual stances of courage the world has seen to date. So far, Biden has signed 45 executive orders compared to 6 Trump had done at this point of time in his administration. Here are some of Biden's executive orders that already begin to reverse Trump's success and will take us back to the Obama administrative actions. Executive Order on Immigration. Central American asylum seekers have legal access to the United States. Rescinds Trump's administrative policies and guidelines and also initiates a review of policies that have effectively closed the U.S. border to asylum seekers. Another one on immigration. Rescinds Trump's memo requiring immigrants to repay the government if they receive public benefits. One on health care. Reopens enrollment on healthcare.gov. Directs federal agencies to re-examine policies that may reduce or undermine access to the Affordable Care Act. Another health care directive. Rescinds the Mexico City policy, a ban on U.S. government funding for foreign nonprofits that perform or promote abortions. On the environment, elevates climate change as an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security and kicks off development of a new emissions reduction target. Coronavirus. Reinstates COVID-19 travel restrictions for individuals traveling to the United States from the Shenzhen area, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and South Africa. Equity. Reverses the Trump administration's ban on transgender Americans joining the military. Economy. Restores collective bargaining power and worker protections for federal workers and lays the foundation for a $15 minimum wage. On a side note from me, that will actually be devastating to the American economy. Another one on coronavirus. Requires mask wearing in airports and on certain modes of transportation, including many trains, airplanes, maritime vessels, and inner-city buses. International travelers must provide proof of negative COVID-19 test prior to coming to the United States. Folks, we will see that implemented on domestic travel in the United States. Coronavirus launches a 100-day mask challenge. Weren't we already wearing masks for almost a year now? Another on coronavirus stops the United States withdrawal from the World Health Organization, now with Dr. Anthony Fauci becoming the head of the delegation to the WHO. We really trust them, don't we? On the environment, rejoins the Paris Climate Accord. That is going to cost us in the long run, folks. environment, cancels the Keystone XL pipeline, and directs agencies to review and reverse more than 100 Trump actions on the environment. That will kill jobs, that will kill the economy, and your energy prices are going to go through the roof. Equity rescinds the Trump administration's 1776 commission, directs agencies to review their actions to ensure racial equity. Do you really know what the 1776 commission was, folks? It was about patriotism and the true history of the United States of America. They want to wipe it out of our school systems. Another on immigration fortifies DACA on the census, requires non-citizens, do you hear me? Requires non-citizens to be included in the census and appointment of congressional representatives. They're flooding the ballot box. Immigration undoes Trump's expansion of immigration enforcement within the United States. Another on immigration halts construction on the border wall by terminating the national emergency declaration used to fund it. Many Americans believe that Donald Trump didn't lose the election, but a big deep state world crime type syndicate succeeded in subverting his win through a fraudulent, treasonous coup against the office of the President of the United States of America and our election system. If you listen to our podcast, you know I believe the statistical analysis proves fraud to be true. I also championed everywhere I could in getting President Trump to enact a limited insurrection act with limited military involvement to prove such fraud in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. And that if fraud was not discovered thereby, he would concede the presidency in good faith. I stated he had nothing to lose, and America had nothing to lose also, but our liberty, freedom, and our election system. I also stated when he leaves office, they'll attempt to destroy him and his family. He did not enact the Insurrection Act. He has left office, and now America has Joe Biden as its 46th president, and we've already seen an executive order blitz to reverse many of the Trump successes. The energy industry is under attack, including suspension of the Keystone Pipeline. However, that's being challenged right now. We are back on track to continue to rejoin the destructive Paris Accord that will have devastating effects on our economy and American citizens. The border wall will lose significance as the doors to immigration, including illegal immigration, will flood our southern states once more. It will bring more burden upon our economic system, with medical and financial entitlements, the loss of jobs to cheap labor, and have potential for the spread of disease, and will dilute our election system. Tax cuts will be eliminated, and taxation is going to increase. President Trump was in a hurry to bring a vaccine to market to alleviate COVID-19. I know this was done with genuine intent, but I really wonder if it was rushed beyond the norms of testing the short and long-term effects, and if this vaccine will be just like all the other flu vaccines, short-lived due to the viral progression beyond the scope of protection, and can it have an adverse effect on people in the future? Only time will tell. With all that's happened in just 2 weeks and more to come, will everything President Trump accomplished, everything he proudly pronounced in his farewell address, be eventually wiped out, reversed, or erased? If so, his presidency, the Trump administration mark on America, will almost be non-existent in history. You and I are really nobodies in the scope of American politics, other than contacting our presumed representatives, involvement in elections, voting or running for office. We have no real recourse to make changes that impact the preservation of our liberty and freedom. In addition, you and I don't know everything that goes on behind closed doors in Washington. We don't know if governmental law, procedure, or leadership would allow or support President Trump to even enact something like the Insurrection Act. We do not absolutely know if Vice President Pence had the power to send the electoral votes back to the states in question for an audit, even though he was requested to do so from senators like Ted Cruz. We don't know their heart or motive. We do know one of President Trump's greatest failures was not to completely drain the swamp. However, and therefore, if it were possible for President Trump to enact the Insurrection Act and Vice President Pence to give 10 days for electoral audit, then I lay at the feet of President Trump and Vice President Pence everything that comes upon America's present and future. Now hear me out. I've stated this many times in the past few months. President Trump was the only person who could truly make a stand to protect our elections, office of the president, and America's Constitution, liberty, and freedom. This would have taken great courage and strength to stand alone, which he had already been doing for 4 years. It would have taken great courage and strength to enact the Insurrection Act to stop the evil, wicked aggression. This would have been one of the greatest acts of patriotism since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But he did not draw that line in the sand, making the stand. And Vice President Pence did not take the action to potentially right a great wrong. So, President Trump must lay in the bed he made, and America may suffer because of that lack of courage. All the attacks against him and his family come at his own doing. He is the only one who can take credit for that. The undoing of his success as president and the potential downfall of America are liberty and freedom. I don't know how he or Pence could ever dream of winning another election if they had the power to stop election fraud now and did not do it. If they did not stop it now and it still exists, how in the world, now as an outsider, do they ever think they can win another? In addition, will conservative voters look at Pence as a traitor to not take the action he could have taken? It would have hurt nothing to give the 10 days. It would have been completed before the inauguration. But was he looking at his own preservation, his next election opportunity, instead of keeping America on the track of freedom for all, for justice, for liberty, and the preservation of our Constitution and election system? And what of the Republican Party? We may have already seen the first revolt in Georgia, where we lost 2 seats in the Senate. Credibility for this party is wavering. The moderate Republican Party is becoming more like the Democrat Party of the 60s. The Republican Party is going to have trouble keeping members, let alone win elections. Unless they prove themselves in giving a true fight for our Constitution, liberty, and freedom, representing we the people. Will Trump and Pence end up being the biggest losers? Only time will tell. They know it in their heart and soul, truth and motive. Unfortunately, if they had the power to take corrective action and did not, we all will lose and pay the price in liberty and freedom. The Trump legacy will be null and void. Even now, the thought of an election stolen is being contested by rogue Republicans like Mitt Romney, calling for us to accept the election was fair and legitimate. Newsmax recently shut down Mike Lindell for claiming such. I'd be very careful with news from Newsmax now. I just don't know. And I would definitely turn national news and associated news programming off. That means ABC, their new network, Fox, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, and any other of these national news platforms. You cannot trust them for truth. You are going to have to start to research for yourself and must use common sense, reason, and logic. Do not swallow news hook, line, and sinker at any level. Even now, Republican leaders are attacking Ted Cruz and Willie Gohmert, claiming they invoked violence due to the objections to the election and should now step down. Individuals making this request are a disgrace to our freedom. They want us to believe Trump was wrong, Rudy Giuliani was wrong. Sidney Powell was wrong. Jovan Pulitzer was wrong. The election was fair and square, leaving us with a legitimate 46th president. Then either they are right and the election was legitimate and we were being deceived by those who said it was fraudulent, or Trump and Pence retreated from American patriotic greatness to become one of America's greatest failure in protecting our Constitution, life, justice, liberty, and freedom by not taking appropriate action to stop and break the treasonous coup. Only time will tell, but it sure looks like the freedom train has left the station. Bye bye, American pie. We are on the fast track to socialism and control by power brokers of self-edification, evil, and wickedness of cosmic proportion. There's some chatter out there, though, that includes the hope Trump will come back after a March 4th awakening. That would be great. It's a great dream, but I'd also like to win the lottery. Fear and intimidation will be the new standard in society. Those who oppose will be silenced into suppression, intimidation, and isolation. In fact, I hope you are and will follow the trilogy Cliff is bringing on this podcast about thoughts from the flyover states and the cartel of fear that is attempting to paralyze Americans. There is much more damage this administration at present is, will, and can dish out to America. They can expand COVID restrictions, pack the Supreme Court, make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states, which will saturate the House and Senate with more left-wing liberals in support of the progressive socialist agenda. Medicare for all. You won't get to keep your doctor, and you may not even get the service you need, depending on your age and value to the great society. Maybe this is how Bill Gates thinks we can contribute to culling the population. What about inflation? You raise the minimum wage, I promise you, prices are going to go up. We're going to see abortion like never seen before. The new Green Deal, and back to the Paris Accords. Crushing oil and energy industries. Federalizing the vote. What about H.R. 1? What about the loss of jobs, unemployment, the destruction of the economy, retirement savings, and 401k plans? Rick Florence is going to be back on a future podcast to talk about that great global reset. Are we driving toward the fascist state that Obama started, which includes the loss of freedom of speech and targeting descendants of the government agenda, leading to suppression and charges of hate speech and insurrection? Yes, there's still some avenues of hope to restoring America to the intent and meaning of our Constitution, our liberty, and our freedom. But it's going to take 21st century Minutemen to actively engage in this fight to maintain our nation as proclaimed by our forefathers in the Declaration of Independence. Most of all, and I've said this time and time again, we must pray, pray, pray for God's intervention, grace, and mercy upon our nation. We cannot and we will not succeed without Him. With Him as our guiding light, we must enter the battle for our freedom with all the moral and legal methods of opportunity we have left. We must press what's left of our constitutional conservative representatives in Washington, in our state legislators, and our governors to carry the fight for our liberty and freedom to and in Washington, D.C. I believe that may be our last stand to saving America as we have known it. Cliff and I will be publishing The American Resolution as a blueprint to what must occur to bring America back from the brink of this socialism, if we are not too late. That includes term limits, the repeal of the 17th Amendment, and a limited Article 5 Constitutional Convention. We'll be sharing more about this on future podcasts. My prayer also seeks God to fulfill Proverbs 26:27. Lord, whoever digs a pit, may they fall into it. And a stone of evil, may it come back rolling on him who started it rolling. Even so, Lord, do unto the evil and wicked in this nation. As a constitutional conservative Christian, I know we'll lose battles here and there. But I know who has won the absolute victory over sin, evil, and wickedness in this world. I place my complete trust in God and in Him alone. God has a plan and a purpose. We are in His care, His protection, His plan, and that purpose. Psalms 18:30, this God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. We may be at the end of His plan for America, including His blessing and protection. You may say in all of your infinite wisdom and understanding of the universe that there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no kingdom to come. That is your right and freedom to choose in America as it stands right now. That is ultimately your responsibility and accountability. But I'm here to tell you, we all have one appointment and destiny that we cannot escape, and that is death. And on that day, you better be dead right, because you definitely don't want to be dead wrong. I repeat this week after week because I hope it sets in and you take it to heart. God does not need America. America needs God. This is how you can join the fight for America. Please share this podcast anywhere you can. We can be found on most of the podcast platforms available. Please subscribe to this cost-free podcast, The American Constitutionalist. In addition, we hope you'll take the time to give us high ratings. We'd love to hear from you, too. You can email us at im4tac@gmail.com. That's the letter I, the letter M, the number 4, the letter T, the letter A, the letter C, @gmail.com. im4tac@gmail.com. Let us stand together to preserve one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice, and freedom for all. May God continue to bless America. Because once liberty and freedom is lost in America, it will be lost in the world forever until the day Jesus returns to restore justice and righteousness in His divine judgment. This is Jeff Tokar, reminding you here at the American Constitutionalist, we still support and believe in God, America, and freedom.